USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City will impose a vaccine mandate for all private sector employers in the nation's largest city. The mandate will go into effect on December 27th. Mayor de Blasio on MSNBC Monday morning.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board.
Former Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue is expected to soon launch a bid for governor of Georgia. That's according to a source familiar with the matter, setting up a high-stakes primary challenge against incumbent Republican Governor Brian Kemp. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Travel restrictions to many South African nations because of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could hinder transparency in the future because of the economic losses. Let's get an update on the travel ban.
Having imposed a travel ban on South Africa and seven other nearby nations last week to try to halt the spread of the new COVID-19 Omicron variant, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the goal was to give the United States more time to study the variant and how quickly it spreads. But now he says he's hopeful the U.S. will be able to lift those travel bans on those nations soon.
We're looking at that very carefully on a daily basis. Hopefully we'll be able to lift that ban within a quite reasonable period of time.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After 15 games without a victory across a period of almost a year, the NFL's Detroit Lions' winless run has finally come to an end. Jared Goff's last-second touchdown handed the Lions a dramatic 29-27 win over the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell blamed inflation numbers on the continuing supply-side issues, but Texas Republican Representative Pete Sessions told Newsmax that the root problem is congressional Democrats and their spending.
But we're failing to talk about what the real problem is, and that is that the politics and the philosophy behind this administration, Democratic Party, is they want to give favor to the same items that would make favorable conditions for us to have inflation. High government spending, keeping people at home away from work, not allowing the consumer to be a part of this, and adding $110 billion from the Fed to the economy every month to keep it floated. And these conditions are very favorable to not only inflation, but making sure that it stays. And this is where the chief, in my opinion, was trying to walk a fine line. Well, the fine line is not there. Even right. Secretary Yellen, who spoke the other day before us, understands public opinion, and public opinion is very important. She continues to say, and the Build Back Better plan is paid for. Yeah. It is not. Puts a $400 billion hole into the plan, and so they know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get it done just like they did Obamacare.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.